You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello out there in Radioland. You're now listening to The Charts, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm DJ Squared, your host, and as always, I'm bringing you the top 15 top charting albums from across genres and across the country for your listening pleasure. We've got a lot of new entries to start off the charts today. Right at 15, we've got brand new stuff from Elle Barbara from her album Word on the Street. She's out of Montreal, known for her work in sophisticpop, psychedelia, and underground. I believe this is her third album out called Word on the Street, and we're going to listen to Poor Guy Misunderstood, debuting at 15. After that, we've got another Montreal-based artist named Justin Karras, who is best known, I think, for his work writing game soundtracks, particularly for the game called A Little to the Left. He has a new album out. I believe it's his first full-length debut. The album is called Flowers Wild Abound, and we're going to listen to Release Me, debuting at 14. And then we've got some pretty great stuff from Vancouver Island psych pop band Neighborly, known for their work blending psych rock with layers of electric pop and funk. We're going to listen to Lo-Fi from their new album Get In, followed by Karma Gliders Breakdown at number 12, and Penny and the Pits will round out the set at number 11 with Montenegro on Ice from their album Liquid Compactor. So here's Elle Barbara debuting at 15, Good Guy Misunderstood.
Judge will strike you when the shatter the storm, shall come. Thank you.
You damn bad boy, but you can shake.
are back on the charts. That was Montenegro on Ice at number 11 by Penny in the Pits, Karma Gliders Breakdown. Before that, from the album From the Haze of a Revved Up Youth, we also listened to brand new stuff from Vancouver band Neighborly, and the song was called Lo-Fi. Montreal artist Justin Karras before that at 14 with Release Me from his debut album Flowers Wild Abound, and El Barbara started us off debuting at number 15 on the charts with Poor Guy Misunderstood. Coming up now, we've got some lovely melodies from Georgia Harmer, who has Kingston connections. She's the niece of Sarah Harmer and daughter of Mary Harmer and Gord Tuff, all of whom were members of the local Kingston band Weeping Tile. Georgia Harmer is an established singer-songwriter in her own right and has a new album out called Eye of Storm. This week at number 10, we're going to listen to Hazel versus the Coyote from It, followed by Muncho with Burying Thoughts from their album Is This Something. K-Tranada featuring TL. LC is also in the charts this week at number 8. We're going to listen to Do It from Ain't No Damn Way by K-Tranada. And after that, we've got another brand new entry to the charts this week from Montreal-based singer-songwriter Alicia Clara, who had a couple of EPs out earlier, but this is her first full-length debut. It's called Nothing Dazzled, and we're going to listen to the title track debuting at number 7 this week. And Dominique Adams will round out her set at 6 with Would You Tell Me Why from the album To Keep. So here's Georgia Harmer to take us into the next set, Hazel versus the Coyote. Enjoy.
Someone's calling.